This is a CK to Z news update. The historic storm that hit the Pacific Northwest region on Sunday, October 24th, caused loss of power to tens of thousands of households across the province. Cortez experienced one of the longest island-wide power outages in recent years, which lasted close to 48 hours, with some variations across neighborhoods. Most people lost power early Sunday afternoon and waited until mid-morning on Tuesday for electricity that, in many cases, also enables running water. Ted Olenek, BC Hydro Manager of Community Relations for Vancouver Island, gave details on the two-day blackout.
It was a really unfortunate set of circumstances that hit Cortez. Some part was good, but there was some outages, some damage that crews had come over the night before the storm. And when the storm hit, it was determined they were going to stay throughout the storm. They came over, I think, on Sunday, and they didn't leave until Thursday. So that was good. I was able to help with restoration. The real problem is that crews come from Vancouver Island, from Campbell River, to get over to Cortez. But the power comes from Lund, comes from the mainland. So there's a lot of damage there, broken poles and lying down. So nothing can happen until that is fixed. Once that's fixed, then power can be restored to Cortez.
As far as damage on Cortez Island,
there weren't any broken poles. Of course, vegetation is always a challenge on the Gulf Islands because the road allowance is very tight and getting in there. People are very protective of trees. So it's getting in there, making repairs that are required. So I think we had about 30 spans of wire down and a number of broken cross arms. And, you know, it's all with trees coming in contact with the lines, branches coming down.
So what does it take to restore power?
We try to lessen outages on our customers. We know living on the West Coast, we're never going to eliminate outages completely. We're going to get them. That's, as I've said, that's the contract we have with Mother Nature. The storms come in, and after she's made her decision where it goes and how strong it is, we have to deal with the aftermath of that. So we go in there and we'll make the repairs. Sometimes storms can hit really hard. It all depends on where the wind blows. Unfortunately, we know we're going to get more storms and they're going to be more intense as a result of climate change, unfortunately.
This fall has already brought a high number of outages, though many were isolated and repaired relatively quickly. A daytime service interruption gives BC Hydro crews enough time to catch a ferry to Cortez the same day.
So we're adapting, both hardening the system, lessen the duration and frequency of outages. We're also doing a lot more vegetation work and removing hazard trees prior to any events.
Although it could be a bird strike or an animal getting into the equipment that causes it to malfunction.
The biggest problem we have, branches coming in contact with their lines. So a tree or branch comes in contact with a line, it can knock it out, it can trip it out. A tree goes onto a line, oftentimes it'll bring it down, the span of line will come down, and we'll have to make a repair. In the worst case scenario, of course, it's a broken pole, not just a cross arm, but a broken pole that we have to bring over from the mainland to fix that. Crews come out from Campbell River. Of course, it's very ferry dependent. I don't have to tell the people of Cortez that. And we're hoping that we can place some heavy equipment on the Quadra Island side to make it easier to get to Quadra and to Cortez. But even then, water taxis may not always be working. And I understand that was the case with this storm. The weather was pretty bad. Fortunately, there were crews already over there. So depending on what it is, they would bring in more line and restringing lines, fixing the wooden cross arms, replacing the pole. They do what they need to do.
Olenek emphasized important safety precautions everyone should keep in mind.
We remind customers that if you see a down line, it's an emergency. Stay 10 meters back. That's a public safety issue because, as community knows, because I think that's the reason they came over, there was a fire issue with the line still being active. Always want to remind the public, a down line does not mean a de-energized line. It can be re-energized still when it hit the ground. It didn't trip out properly. We could be trying to bring it on remotely. We do that with reclosers where the system will try and bring it on right away. Or someone in the area has a generator and it's not wired properly. And so it backfeeds into the system and essentially creates a live line. And that's why sometimes crews will take a long time making repairs. It seems to make a long time because they have to isolate it. They don't want to have any power flow through because someone's got their generator plugged improperly. It's basically plugged into their socket and it's not wired properly and isolated. So you see a down line, you see a branch on a line, call 1-800-BC-HYDRO. We'll come out there. Safety is very important to us. We don't compromise on safety, safety for the crew, safety for the public. When it's nasty, gnarly weather, at times we'll tell crews put tools down. Just it's not safe to be out there because branches are flying all over the place. It's raining branches. When it's a planned outage, we try to minimize the impact on our customers. If they can, they can try and do the work live, but sometimes they can't because they want to do it the least impact, but ultimately the safest way we can.
People have put forth ideas like doing massive clearing of trees around power lines or even placing lines in the ground where downed trees wouldn't so readily affect them. How practical are these possibilities and what considerations is BC Hydro putting in place for the future?
Well, certainly vegetation management is a priority for us. That's something we can do and practical, but it's working with landowners. I'm not sure how it is for Cortez exactly, but I know for many of the Gulf Islands, the way they were developed with Islands Trust is there's not much road allowance there is. Like you normally would say in the city, you'd have the road and then you'd have this much space before you get to someone's property and you can put a pool, you can put the sewer, you can put everything else there. On the Gulf Islands, and a lot of them, there's almost nothing there. It's right to the road. We have to work with property owners to be able to trim the tree. But even then, it doesn't mean we're going to get everything. Branches go flying, sometimes very healthy trees that can be 60 feet away come down, and we know we're not going to take it back to 60 feet. That's a real problem for us. British Columbia, we have more trees per kilometer of utility line than any place else in North America. And on Vancouver Island, we have more trees per kilometer of utility line than any place else in the province. I would say Cortez is probably even higher than Vancouver Island.
For comparison, he used the streets of a city like Nanaimo or Victoria with very sparse trees, versus whole areas on Cortez where a forest is right next to long stretches of power lines.
And unfortunately, the other part of climate change is things are growing a lot faster. Some trees, you know, have been really stressed out and aren't growing, but then there's others who grow, you know, growing meters. As for burying lines, yeah, no, that's not practical because it still has to be fed overline. And at the cost, it's almost 10 times the amount compared to overhead. If we buried all the lines in the province, that would be a storm. The amount of people that would be complaining because of their rates and how they would be impacted. And in some areas, it's just not practical because of geology of the area. And also when there is an outage and there's a problem in the underground box, it's harder to find.
Olenek had one more important point to relay to BC Hydro customers.
At the end of your driveway, have your address there. I know it's a concern for first responders, for ambulance and for fire to know where to go. It's important for BC Hydro to know where houses are. It helps us locate the problem, helps us identify the areas. So if you don't have a marker at the end of your driveway with your address, if you don't want to spend the money on anything else, big Sharpie on a piece of plywood would be great just to identify what the address is. But that's very important.
There are two planned power outages on Cortez that have been postponed due to the major interruption from the storm. A pole replacement in Smelt Bay is now scheduled for November 25th, while work required in Merry Point does not yet have a set date, but will hopefully happen in the same week. You've been listening to an interview with Ted Olenek, BC Hydro Manager of Community Relations for Vancouver Island.